Brazil's first female president, has finally been removed from office after months battling accusations of impeachment. 61 of Brazil's 81 senators backed the removal of Rousseff over the allegations, yet the vast majority of these senators are facing corruption charges themselves. The Wire's Samuel Bryan spoke to Sean Burgess, Deputy of the Director of the Australian National Senate for Latin American Studies at the ANU, who explained Brazil's issues of corruption are far from resolved.
Dilma Rousseff's claim to fame and the anchor for her political career is her concern with social justice. Temer, when he came in as interim cabinet, he threw out everybody that Dilma had in there pretty much, and he appointed an all-male, all-white cabinet, all from the rich southeast of the country. So it was very unrepresentative of the Brazilian people, and he started to close ministries, like the Ministry for Women was shut down. The Ministry for Social Justice was clawed back. So you've got a very different set of priorities.
How do the people of Brazil feel about this change if he's not necessarily representing them?
Well, Dilma had a popularity rating of about 8%, 9% when the whole impeachment process started and she was suspended from office. Temer's was 7. He's less popular than her. They hate him. He is not a favored son of Brazil. Right now, there are a couple of 100,000 people out on the streets of places like Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, Belo Horizonte, all across the country, protesting against this. It's a bad scene. People are really not happy about this in general. And I think there's a realization that no matter how much you might dislike Dilma, this whole process, it's legally correct, but it just feels too cynically manipulated, particularly when you remember that 60% of the people in Congress who voted to throw Dilma out of her job, they're all themselves facing severe criminal charges for things ranging from electoral manipulation right up to, in one or two cases, allegations of murder. And here's the really interesting part that's not getting picked up by a lot of people. Temer can't run for office again in 2018. He's facing an 8-year ban from political activities that's been imposed upon him for his own electoral malfeasance. Interestingly, although Dilma's been thrown out of the presidency, she's not been explicitly banned from running for elected office again.
So she could potentially run for president again?
She could. I don't think we're going to see that. But, you know, she has the right to do it. There's nothing in the process that's happened today that bans her from running for electoral office. But Temer is suspended from running for electoral office for 8 years in 2018. So this whole thing is a mess. This is the great irony, right? So Dilma was not impeached for corruption. And nobody's ever made a serious allegation that she's corrupt. And so one of the real big fears that you have in Brazil is that people are thinking, well, why did they stage this replacement of Dilma? Why did they push her out of office? It's so that they can kill this investigation because they know that they're all going to go down if they let it go through. So this is one of the things that we need to watch over the next little while.
It almost seems, in a sense, cutting off a limb to save the rest of the body.
Yeah, except that the limb doesn't attach to anybody in Congress. The limb is attached to the people, and that's what's so sad about it.
Was there anything else you'd like to add, Sean?
It's a dark, dark day for Brazil. Whether you like Dilma or not, this was a really cynical political maneuver. The legality of it is a strict reading of the law is apparently questionable. It doesn't matter. Congress gets to make the decisions. But this is some seriously cynical political manipulation of a congressionally driven judicial system, judicial procedure. You're trying to get rid of corruption by getting rid of the one person who's not corrupt and leaving the corrupt people in the decision-making roles.
Sean Burgess, Deputy Director of the Australian National Senate for Latin American Studies at the ANU, speaking to The Wire's Samuel Bryan.